Only You by Kate Eberlin. Read by Kristin Atherton. As Alf steps out of the apartment building, his face tilting towards the clear blue sky, a sigh of contentment spreads through his body, releasing tension he didn't even know was there. This has become his favourite moment of the day. He has lived in Rome for 6 months, but the way the morning light gives a kind of beauty to the shabbiest of buildings still lifts him. You live as long as you dance. Rudolf Nureyev. Part 1. April 2018. Chapter 1. Monday. Alf. The air is bright with sunshine, crisp with a lingering breath of dawn. As Alf steps out of the apartment building, his face tilting towards the clear blue sky, a sigh of contentment spreads through his body, releasing tension he didn't even know was there. This has become his favourite moment of the day. He has lived in Rome for 6 months, but the way the morning light gives a kind of beauty to the shabbiest of buildings still lifts him. It's a walk to the school, strolling past sights that in an hour's time will be thronging with tourists. It feels like a privilege, like being alone with a free pass in a theme park or something. First, there's the long, slow climb through the posh residential area until the avenue meets a scrubby expanse of field that is the Circus Maximus. Then a tree-lined road slopes up between the Palatine and the Coelian, two of the seven hills. Suddenly, you're in front of the Colosseum. It never stops amazing him how it's just standing there, the colours as crude as the postcards they sell on the souvenir vans that are just opening for the day. He takes a photo and posts it on Instagram with the greeting, Buongiorno, hashtag Roma, hashtag Rome, hashtag Colosseo, hashtag Bella, hashtag Beautiful. Alf scrolls through his feed, pausing as he sees a photo of his grandparents with big smiles on their faces. Cheryl, his gran, is wearing one of her old competition dresses that always reminds Alf of a cupcake because the skirt has so much netting it stands up by itself without Cheryl being inside it. This one is a deep pink colour with silver diamante swirls on the bodice. His granddad Chris is in full white tie and tails. The caption underneath is, Keep dancing, hashtag slow foxtrot, hashtag never too old to dance. Alf's never been on a cruise ship, but he knows that you stay in cabins. There are thousands of them, all stacked up like a block of flats. He can't imagine how there's the cupboard space for their dancewear. He pities the other old people who've gone on a cruise holiday fancying a gentle turn around the dance floor and have the bad luck of finding themselves on the same ship as Cheryl and the dress that'll swish you out of the way if your floorcraft isn't up to much. And Cheryl unable to resist teaching as she swirls past. Let the man lead. Sharper with your head. Flower in a vase. You're wilting. Alf likes the photo, not knowing whether his gran will be pleased or annoyed when she sees. He wonders if she ever looks at his posts. She never likes them. She probably thinks that doing so would show approval. Alf wonders what the weather's like in Blackpool. The default image that comes to mind when he thinks about home is a rain-lashed promenade, the water pewter, the clouds so grey it's difficult to tell where sky meets sea. But that's only because it was that kind of day when he left. When the sun shines, Blackpool can be as attractive as almost anywhere. But not Rome. What he loves about Rome is the surprises. You'll be walking along a street, pretty enough, but nothing special. Then suddenly there'll be a church with a tower and a tiled roof, so old it looks like a film set. Or an even older bit of wall, with thousands of narrow